I do think, though, that the 1 year of bevacizumab might be a tough sell. I think patients will not have difficulty initially going on the trial, but getting a year of treatment with anything in which it's very possible you're already cured might be a bit more of a difficult sell. So we'll see how many patients actually complete a year. And, you know, we talked about some of the issues about the dose of bevacizumab, the inclusion of stage 1B, the exclusion of carboplatin, the use of which chemotherapy regimens, the potential toxicities acute and long-term with bevacizumab. I think the other thing that probably should be mentioned is the idea that if this trial is positive, does that mean everybody gets a year of bevacizumab? That would have huge implications. I personally would have liked a design that was different. I would have preferred 3 or 4 different arms. This would have been an ambitious study where you would give the bevacizumab only with chemo, perhaps as one strategy. Of course, one arm would get no bevacizumab. One would get it just with chemo. One would get it with chemo, and then for a short period afterwards, maybe 3 months, maybe 6 months, and then one arm would give it for longer, perhaps a year. I think that would have been helpful to guide us. At the end of the day, if we have a positive trial, does that mean we commit everybody to a year of bevacizumab? That obviously has financial implications as well.
And again, this was debated tremendously a couple of years ago when they were talking about the trial there. And the thinking was, let's just see if it works, and then we can backtrack and figure out how long to use it and get the trial done. But the other point of view is, let's try to answer the other question at the same time.
Well, Neil, who's going to do that trial? It would be hard for me to believe that industry would be interested in supporting a trial like that. I think that'll be hard. It reminds me a little bit of trastuzumab in breast cancer.
Absolutely, and it's the same story. But again, I guess you can say, well, again, if the trial's negative, then you don't have to worry about it.
That's right.
So I guess it depends where you sort of put your money, but more importantly, how quickly you want to get the result.